Please open your Bibles to the book of Revelation, the first chapter. Revelation chapter 1 in your Scofield Bible, page 1331. We'll read just a single verse, that is verse 8. Then we'll turn to two other verses also in the book of Revelation. We'll read this verse all together, and we'll stand, please, together for the reading of this eighth verse. And let's read. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Turn now to chapter 21 and verse 6, page 1351 in your Scofield Bible. And let's read the sixth verse of the 21st chapter. Ready? And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Turn the page now to chapter 22 and verse 13. The 13th verse we'll read together as well. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Let's pray. Father, we pray for your blessing upon this morning's message. We pray, of course, for thy power. We have thy presence that is guaranteed where two or three or more are gathered in thy name. Thank you for the privilege and joy of coming to this place. Thank you for those dear ones who visit with us to share in this hour. Thank you for our preacher. You've spoken to him. It's been obvious all the times in the past that you've used the man of God to bring your word to your people. And we, of course, look forward to that once again this morning. Unite us all together now in this matter of hearing the word in Jesus' name. Amen.
I don't know what your problem is, but it can be solved if you'll do what you said. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All. Doesn't matter what your labor is, what your heavy laden is, what your burden is, what your problem is. Bring it to Christ. Come unto him. I want to speak this morning on the subject, I am the beginning and the ending. It'd be a little different type message than you think. I'm not going back to the creation dawn and say that he was there, though he was. I'm not going to go to the end of the ages and say he's there, will be there, though he will be. I'm not going to talk about his pre-existent eternity or his future eternity, though he always was and he always will be. I'm going to make it a bit more practical this morning. There are very few statements in the Bible, very few sentences in the Bible that are mentioned three times. I made a study of that several years ago, and very few. Now, there's some statements like, verily, verily, I say unto you, so like that, clauses or phrases, but very few sentences are in the Bible three times. Such is the case in my text this morning. I am the beginning and the ending, Jesus said. First, the last, the Alpha, that's the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and Omega, that's the last letter of the Greek alphabet. I am the beginning and the ending. Now, you're going to have to listen carefully. It's a little bit, it's not deep, a little hard to follow. In fact, I don't understand it myself. And maybe we can get it together as we go through the message this morning. Father, bless me as I speak this morning and our people as they listen and get, I pray, glory to thyself. But mainly I pray this morning for strength to thy people. Bless the message and the messenger and the hearer. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to sit up straight now and I want you to follow me for the first 10 minutes or so very carefully and on every word I say. Jesus said, I am the beginning and the ending. Now, that it does not mean that I started everything and I'll finish everything, though that is a truth. But Jesus was before the beginning, and he will be after the ending. So what he's saying is, I am the beginning and the ending. It's in the linear or the durative. For example, I went out yesterday and I took a swing and I hit the ball. That's what you call the aorist tense in the Greek. It's a one time. Yesterday I took a swing and I hit the ball. That's aorist. But if I'm a baseball player and I say I hit the ball, that means I hit the ball and keep hitting the ball and keep hitting the ball. And that's in the linear or the durative tense. Don't leave me now. This particular statement is in the linear. Jesus says, I am the beginning and the ending and 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 the beginning and the ending. It's a constant kind of a thing. Now, notice this. There can be no ending without a beginning. And there can be no beginning without an ending. He could have said, for example, I am the ending and the beginning, and been just as true. Because he is the beginning, and he's the ending, and he's the new beginning, and he's the ending, and that, and the new beginning. And so he is the beginning, and the ending, and the beginning, and the ending, and the beginning, and the ending. You, listen carefully, you cannot finish until you have begun again. You can't finish a task and stop. Until you have begun again, you cannot finish. You cannot finish Saturday until Sunday's here. Are you listening? You cannot finish without a beginning, and you cannot begin without an ending. You have not finished until you begin again. The new beginning, as I said a while ago, is a part of the finish. Now I'm going to make several statements. You cannot have a Sunday night or a Sunday until Saturday is finished. And you cannot finish Saturday until you're in Sunday. You cannot have a new day until the old day is finished. You can't have a new week until the old week is finished. New Year's must be finished before New Year's Day, and New Year's Day must come before New Year's the old year is finished. You cannot enter the second grade until the first grade is completed. Spring cannot begin until winter is over. You cannot have a resurrection without a death. You cannot have a commencement without a graduation, because an ending is not only from something but to something. Till you get to the next step, you've not finished yet. If you bring in Sunday, follow this, if you bring in Sunday and put it after Wednesday, Sunday becomes Thursday. Any attempt to begin anew, hear this now, to begin anew without finishing the old is to make the new a part of the old failure, and it isn't new at all. You pollute the beginning by not finishing. And until you have finished, you cannot begin again. Jesus said, it is finished. Does that mean it's all over? There's no more Jesus anymore? He's going to Calvary? No, sir. He meant this era is finished. I was the pre-existent Son of God, and that was finished. But I was finished by making a new beginning, by coming to the earth as a baby in Bethlehem. Then for 33 years, he was here on this earth, and he said, it is finished. What's he saying? He's saying, I'm starting something else. I'm now starting my priesthood of interceding for the believers. I finished paying the price for sin, and now then I'm going to become the priest. But until he starts his priesthood, his payment for sin cannot be finished, because the beginning must start before the old ending is a reality. Paul said, I finished the course. Next word. Henceforth. After every finish, there's a henceforth. And without a henceforth, are you following me? Anybody following me? Then explain it to me, would you please? I'm saying, if there's no henceforth, there's no finishing. Paul said, I have finished the course henceforth. So you come to the henceforth, you haven't finished yet. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of life, he said. Now, somebody said, I'm going to wipe the slate clean and begin again. You can't do that. No way. All you're doing, if you don't finish, let's say there's the finish there, and you stop here, and you say, I'm going to quit, and begin again. I'm sorry, but you can't begin again until you finish what you've done, or you're pulling this new beginning back into your failure, and you'll keep on failing. And by the way, person quits. Quitting is not an act, it's a habit. It's a way of life. That's one reason you shouldn't quit school, because you quit. Listen, you check the graduates of Howard Anderson College who have quit college and gone out. They don't stay at churches very long because they're quitters. So quitting is a way of life. And by the way, I promise you this, those young people that quit college, they get more divorces than those that don't quit college too. Because quitting is a possibility. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm 72 years old. Quitting to me has never been a possibility. It's never been an alternative. Why? Because I want new beginnings, and I can't have new beginnings until I finish. Now, the only new beginning you can make is the beginning to finish what you stop. The only fresh start you can have is to finish what you've already started. Three things I want to say this morning. One, if you have begun, finish. Whatever it is, if you've begun, finish it. Now I say a word, well, I'm going to say it if I can't, or if I can or can't. You know one thing I don't like, and don't get mad at me. If you won't get mad at this next statement, raise your hand, would you please? All right, thank all three of you. I don't like the GED. I don't think it's fair to a young person who goes to high school four years, goes to class every day, takes all the tests, passes all the courses, to have the same opportunity, not to have a better opportunity, than a quitter. You say to the house, I didn't quit, just don't go anymore. No, you're a quitter. If you don't get your diploma, you're a quitter. I said you're a quitter. Now, let me say it. It's not fair for a person to go down and take a test and get the same privilege a person that's been 4 years going through high school. Now, you listen to me, and you listen well. If you're at Howard Anderson College, you stay here till you walk across this platform and get your degree. If you have started, finish. If you started teaching a Sunday school class, keep on teaching the class. If you started the bus route, keep on doing the bus route. If you started in school, keep on in school. If you started in marriage, keep on in marriage. I like that scripture. Parable of the lost coin. Said a lady lost a coin. And said she swept the house and sought it till she found it. Till she find it. How long did she look for that coin? It may have been a week. I don't know. But she looked till she found it. How long till she found it? Was it a month? I don't know. Till she find it. Was it 10 minutes? I don't know. Till she find it. She didn't set out to say, I'm going to take 10 minutes to find that coin. She said, I am going to get that coin. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen, you young people, don't start off life being a quitter. You'll end up life being a quitter. I'm simply saying, what you started, finish it. I like that scripture again, the same chapter parable of the lost sheep. It said the shepherd left the 99 in the wilderness and went out to seek the lost sheep until he find it. Until he finds it. Now, if you're going to be like Jesus, you're going to have to start and you're going to have to finish. Until he finds it. How long? I'm going to get the sheep. How long are you going to take? I don't know. Till I find it. You're going to take hours? I don't know. May take hours. Till I find it. Will it take days? Don't know. Till I find it. Will it take weeks? Don't know. Till I find it. But I am not coming back without that sheep. The lady said, I'll keep on sleeping and keep on sleeping. I'm looking till I find that coin. Ladies and gentlemen, finish what you start. I don't love him anymore. I want to divorce him. Finish what you start. You didn't say, I'll be married till I quit loving him. You said, till death do us part. This flippant kind of a, if we don't get along anymore, we'll get a divorce.
You didn't say that. And by the way, don't you criticize Mr. Clinton because he perjured his soul in the Monica Lewinsky thing. If you perjure your soul and divorce your husband or wife just because you don't like it anymore. Now you listen to me. My Bible said Jesus is the beginning, and thus God is the ending and the new beginning. Finish what you start. Finish what you start. Number two. I said, number one, you have begun. Finish. Number two, if you finish, begin again. Begin. If you finish, he said, I am the beginning and the ending and the beginning and the ending and the beginning and the ending. So if you have finished, begin. I was stepping on the platform one day. I preached against the public school system, which I will continue to do so. A lot of you folks that don't like our schools, you might better think twice before you go from a little tiny frying pan into the lake of fire. You better think about it. So, I got a note up here on the pulpit from Dale Vanander. Said something like this, if you don't like the public schools, why don't you start your own? Oh, we should never have written that note. It would save me a lot of headaches. I'd never had to meet Bob O'Clair. But if you don't like, start. Well, that's lodged in my mind. A few days later, Brother Charlie Hand, he knew I was going to start school. He put a little note on my desk, a little classified ad. Said, school for sale out in the Wallace Township. Wallace? Not Wallace. Calumet Township. Yeah, Ross School in Calumet Township. Said they're going to take bids at the Calumet High School at the school board meeting on a certain night. I took my boy David out there and looked at the thing. The thing was dilapidated, but it had four walls and a roof. And we went out and looked at it. I went to the board meeting. I put a bid in for $35,000, and we got the building. We raised $65,000, 1970. $65,000 here in the church. We remodeled that building and started Hammond Baptist High School. We started it. And then we opened, and then the next year we began again and started Hammond Baptist Grade School. And then the next year we began again and started Howells Anderson College. And then a while later we began again and started City Baptist. And I got news for you. I'm planning to start a new school too. I don't know when I'm going to start it. I don't know what kind it is. I'm just in the mood to start a school. But I mean that. I have plans. And I may die before it's done, but I have plans to start a new school. I recall when Dr. Ford Porter was about my age. He is in bad health, and he barely could walk, and the heart had failed him and so forth. And I was down preaching for him. He took me out and showed me some land out there. He said, this is where our church is going to be. This is where the college is going to be. This is where the gymnasium is going to be. The land is still there as far as I know, and not a single thing, but Brother Dr. Ford Porter was a beginner, and he said, if I live, I'll do it. Let me tell you something. You folks who have finished, then begin. Hey, you Howells Anderson graduates, what are you doing with what you've learned? Don't sit around here 5 years waiting to get out in the work. Get out of here. I said, get out of here. Get out here and start a church. Get you a piece of ground and start preaching on the corner somewhere. Rent you a store building. Get out of here and do something for God. You didn't finish school to sit there and do nothing. If you are finished, begin. I just lost six deacons. 15 cents. But look, what did you go for? You haven't finished college unless you have begun again. You may have a diploma. But Jesus didn't say, I am just the beginning and the ending. I'm the beginning and the ending and beginning and the ending and beginning and the ending and beginning and the ending. My life's been built to starting things. I started 16 churches, a college, two grade schools, junior high school, two high schools, bus ministry, Spanish ministry, deaf ministry, blind ministry, 40 other ministries here, 8,217 fights I've started. If you haven't begun again, you haven't finished. Ms. Howells and I laughed about this. I was down in Winston-Salem, and I was watching CNN News Channel, and they came on with this commercial about Disney World. Have you seen it? Cutest thing ever I've ever seen. Except Ms. Howells. Cute. This couple, middle-aged couple, getting up older, their last child's going off to college. I love it. So, last child, he's leaving the college, and the parents are crying. Trying to, remember? Trying to act like you care. And the child feels so sorry for him. And then, there's a sad party. The child goes out the door, and the door closes, and they begin to shout. Well, glory! Woo! She said, you got the tickets! Yeah, I got the tickets! And the next thing you see them is down yonder in Florida at the Disney World having a big time, and the college, the youngster's going to college, sitting in the dormitory, said, poor mom and dad. Man, the happiest day of our life was when Cindy left. We having a time. You know why? Because we are not ending it. Bless God. Every time you finish something is a glorious opportunity to begin something else. I said, if you have begun, finish. If you have finished, begin. That's why my life has been so rich. I just finish and begin, and finish and begin, and finish and begin. And I got some plans to bring to the deacons. They don't know what it is. I'm sort of breaking you in. You're not ready for it yet, fellas. Well, if I can ever get you in a good mood, all of you in a good mood the same night, I'm gonna spring it on you. Man alive, life is built on starting. And life is built on finishing what you start. And life is built on starting again when you finish what you start, because you haven't finished what you start, then you start again. You can't finish a week, you can't finish a Saturday without being in Sunday. And you can't finish January without being in February. And you can't finish an hour without being in the next hour, because the entrance into the next is the exit from the last. Number one, if you've begun, finish. Number two, if you've finished, begin. Now, I'm not saying everybody graduates from Howells Anderson College is supposed to start a church. But, okay, how about starting a bus route? How about asking for an empty room somewhere and starting a Sunday school class? But you sit there with that stupid degree as if that piece of paper was worth something. That piece of paper is not worth the print on it. It's not worth a dime unless that piece of paper represents you have finished something that will spring you loose to start something else. Number three, don't begin until you've finished. If you have begun, finish. If you have finished, come again. Third, don't begin until you finish. It's old stuff here. I say I'm a senior citizen. But I have been everything. I was a child. When I was a child, I didn't want to be 13. I didn't spend my life, I wish I was 13. I wish I was a teenager. Brother, if you'd have been one, you wouldn't want to be one again. Or if you'd ever known one, you wouldn't want to be one again. No, sir. When I was a child, I took every bit I could and squeezed every bit of joy and fun out of being a child. I enjoyed being a child. I wanted to be a child. And I enjoyed my childhood. And I did not enter my adolescence till I had finished my childhood. So you let the old girl take those high heels off. 10 years old acting like a teenager. Get back over there and enjoy what you'll someday say are the best years of your life. Finish before you start again.
And then you're teenagers. You found the right one at 13.
Can we look at married?
I see some of our young ladies about 22 years old pushing one kid out the door and dragging another one behind her and expecting another one. And I say, I warned you. I warned you.
While you're in high, while you're a junior high, don't want to go to high school. Squeeze all you can. Bless God, my junior high years were great years, and I squeezed all I could. I went to high school. I squeezed all the joy I could of my high school years. I squeezed all the joy I could out of my college years, my young adulthood, my middle years, and bless God, I'm having the time of my life as an old man, 72 years of age, have more fun than you teenagers.
I don't know. What's your address? 3445. What's your dad do for living there? That's the farm. Shoot. I'd be ashamed of myself to let a 72-year-old codger, then a senior citizen for I don't know how many years, you forget.
Bless God, let me tell you something. The reason that I enjoy being 72 years old and that little gal and I are having the time of our lives, that's exactly why. Because when I was a kid, I enjoyed being a kid. I did not become an adolescent until I'd finished my childhood and become an adult until I'd finished my adolescence, become middle-aged until I finished my young adulthood. And bless God, now then I'm enjoying my senior years because I've enjoyed all of my life. In God's name, don't begin until you finish.
Show me the great churches being built by Howells Anderson Quitters.
Show me the great churches across America being built by folks in Howells Anderson that washed out or quit. I'm not saying there are none, but I'll guarantee you there are 10 times as many who stood and finished, because once you learn to finish, you become a finisher.
Finish what you start, what you begin. And if you have finished, begin. But do not begin until you're finished. I watch those. And the lady was singing up here a while ago. How proud of them I am. Most of them I married, and not all of them. I mean, I performed the ceremony. I married once, then married again. Wasn't that big of me? So I was proud of them. And most of them have been through some severe heartaches in the last few years. But you know why they could take the heartaches, endure it, and begin again? Because they're finishers. They're finishers. Now, I promise you that every one of them, though their lives have been wrecked by tragedy, heartache, sorrow, bereavement, sadness, burdens, all of it, I promise you they're going to make it. Because what they begin, they finish. What they finish, they begin. And they don't begin until they finish. Now, in closing, thought of all this. Who is this beginning and ending, beginning, ending, beginning and ending, beginning and ending? Jesus. He is the only one who keeps on beginning and keeps on finishing. You live your life without God,
you die, it's over as far as your happiness is concerned. Because the devil is the finisher, but he's not a new beginning.
You come to Christ, you walk down this aisle this morning and say yes to Jesus Christ and put your trust and faith in him. Bless God, you'll never have a finish without a new beginning. I keep reminding you how old I am. I want you to feel sorry for me. But I'm no dummy. I know a fellow 72 is usually near death and a fellow 22. I know that. You see, for the house, are you ready to go? I'm prepared to go. I don't want to take the next bus. But I'm prepared to go. I got some things I won't do down here. But you mark it down, Buster and Busterettes. You listen to me. When you walk by and look at this old puss in that box down here, Mrs. House acts like she's crying. And then when she walks home to the cemetery, she says, whoopee, got the tickets. You see, she's prepared. We woke up this morning. She said, I got to go fix breakfast for my best boyfriend. She said, you want to come too? So as soon as I kicked the bucket, they closed the grave. Whoopee! You got the tickets! Whoever this other guy is. I promise you this. I love life. I enjoy it. I don't go anywhere if I don't have fun. I love it. I love life. I promise you. By the way, keep machine running. Don't take me off. What do you call it, machine? Don't take me off life support. Let me hang around as long as I can. I love life. Love it. But anybody that doesn't love life is not prepared for death. But I promise you that when the last breath is breathed, and my name is in the obituary of the Hammond Times, it'll be the only decent time they ever put my name in there. They'll probably say, thank God, Colum, Howells is gone. I promise you this, brother, when it's all finished, and I preached my last sermon and had my last convert and married my last couple and buried my last person, I'll promise you this. I got a new beginning. Why? Because I've trusted Jesus.
He didn't say I am a beginning and a ending. He said I am the beginning and the ending. And if you plan to have a beginning after you end this life, you'll have it in Jesus or you'll go to hell and burn forever.
It's up to you. It's up to you. So I say it again. Jesus is saying, I am the beginning and the ending. But the only way you'll ever end is by beginning. And the only way you'll ever begin by ending. He said, I am the beginning and the ending and the next beginning and the next ending. But it's in Christ. Now this morning, look at me. He didn't say the church is the beginning and the ending. He didn't say the baptistry is the beginning and the ending. He didn't say kissing the Pope's big toe is the beginning and the ending. I was in Mexico while he was there, and I was in St. Louis while he was there, and I tried to get close to that toe. No, not a kiss. More like a bite. Now you listen. The guy that told you that you've got to confess your sin to a priest is an imposter and a fake. The guy that told you that the way to the new beginning is by having your sins absolved is a fake. The guy that told you they say last rites over you. Hey, you can't say last rites over me. I'm not going to have any last rites because when I'm finished, I'll begin again. Now you've chopped down this aisle and realize Jesus is the beginning and Jesus is the ending and Jesus is the new beginning. Put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Accept Him as your hope for heaven.
take eternal life, have your names and your sins written at, spotted out in the book of life, your name written in the Lamb's book of life, and be a child of God and live forever and know him who said, I am the beginning and the ending and the beginning and the ending and the beginning and the ending. For he alone can offer you a new beginning after any ending at all. I am the beginning and the ending, first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. And I say to those of you who have begun, finish. That doesn't mean you go to Howard Anderson College, sign up to work for a B.S. bachelor's degree, and because you're too lazy or too dumb, mostly lazy, you've been in college 9 years and still a freshman, first semester freshman, I think I'll just put my credits toward a secretarial course. That's not finishing. Finishing is finish what you started. Or I think since I only have about 50 some odd hours, I think I'll just work now toward a refresher diploma. Now you listen to me. You haven't finished college unless you finish what you started. Now, I'm not against you getting a refresher diploma if you came to get one. I'm not against you getting a secretarial course if you're a lady, if you came to get one. But just because you washed out in one area, you decide I'll take the easy route. If I go to Indianapolis and decide down in Kentland, I think I'll just stop and build a house here. I didn't finish my trip. I say, if you have begun, finish. If you have finished, begin. And don't begin until you're finished. And if you have never trusted Christ, you come to him this morning and say, yes, I'm taking him as my Savior. Because when I finish this life, I want a new beginning. A beginning of golden streets and gates of pearl. A beginning where there's no sickness and death and heartache and heartbreak. A beginning where there's no cancer or no leukemia. A beginning where there's no arthritis. A beginning where there's no heart attacks or heart trouble or lung problems or emphysema. I want that beginning. You can have it this morning, but you'll only find it in him who said, I am the beginning and the ending and the beginning and the ending. And the beginning. Would you bow your heads, please?